Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Good morning, everybody. This is Eric Gemelli. You're listening to Investing in You, and I'm your host. My co-host, Christopher Smith, the Grand Pooba of Luminosity, should be here soon. And we're going to be taking calls today, so write this number down, 303-485-2152. So if you have a question for us, you know, most of the time we're blathering on about things, so you might have a question about investing. And if you do, we're going to award two tickets to my upcoming seminar to one of the callers today. So anyway, would love to hear from you. That's, I think, some of the fun of doing this. I am having a seminar next week, and it's going to be Thursday, August 29th. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in this first segment. But also wanted to just let you know, go to the website, market4caster.com for the information to sign up. Let's see, it's on the seminars tab, which probably makes sense. So I understand we have a caller. We have Toby from, you're in Denver, right, Toby?
I am, yes.
Yeah, well, welcome. So you're already a client. You know, I blather on about the patterns that we have all the time. You know, over and over I'm talking about the patterns that predict turns. You know, you've been client for how long now?
About 3 months.
Okay, so have you found these patterns to actually work?
Yes, definitely.
Now,
makes it a lot easier to read things.
It what?
Makes it a lot easier to read everything.
It's kind of a paradigm shift, isn't it, where you didn't know about them and then all of a sudden, like, you see them everywhere?
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, you know, buying a red car and then you see red cars everywhere.
Yep.
So, now did you start, you know, do you have a big financial background? You know, is this something that you've been doing well at anyway, or is this, you know, is investing kind of new to you?
Oh, it's completely new to me. I've been in the IT field, doing that kind of work and really honestly stayed out of the investing field because I really didn't understand any of it.
How would you say, maybe, I don't know how to ask this properly, but, you know, how would you characterize your knowledge of investing, you know, maybe not in a global sense, but in an effective sense? Do you feel like you can be effective now with the little bit you've learned in 3 months?
Yes, actually. I would classify myself as like a negative 2 on a 1 to 10 scale before. now I would definitely say I'm at least a 6 or a 7 and definitely working my way up there, because just with what you've taught me so far, it has made it so much simpler and quicker to really know what I'm looking at.
That's so awesome. Well, I love how your first trade went. Why don't you tell us about it a little bit?
Well, we were talking about getting into one of the gold markets, and we were just doing some looking at it, and it looked like a great opportunity when we were looking at the patterns and then doing some of the counting, and I managed to get into one called GDX, which allowed me to get in it just as it was almost at the bottom before it was going to start rising again, and I managed to make a 23% profit by doing that trade.
See, that's, you know, I'm so proud of you. That's just killing it. You nailed the bottom of that whole move. Gold slid for like 9 months. There's professionals who didn't do as well as you did. You know, so, you know, congratulations to you. And to make 23% is just fantastic. What you can look forward to is, as you get more and more comfortable with finding those turns, and as you have some profits to play with, you know, that you've made off of some other people, you know, somebody lost as you made there, you know, then we'll be looking at doing options. I'm in some gold options, and I'm just pennies away from being double. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm forward to that.
And that's just the difference of leverage. So you were in an ETF, so you're essentially a stock. And to put it in perspective, you know, you hate to leave a little on the table, and gold did have two more rallies here, or at least one more so far. But on the, you know, so you always hate to leave some behind. But on the other hand, you got to keep in mind, you know, your average professional is really pleased with himself if he can make 10%. So in just a couple months, you did twice as good.
Right. Right. Well, and then I, one of the rules that you have, I just, you know, wanted to make sure I was following, because I really believed that it would go up, but I just had that inkling of, ooh, what if it doesn't? And, you know, I wasn't prepared to take that risk, even though I could have made more. It was better to get out making a profit than to stay in and possibly lose everything.
Right. Well, and I'm doing the same thing today. I've got an order in the last newsletter that I sent out on Monday. You know, we looked for a bottom in the S&P. It did. It rallied. I bought the bottom there, and I think I'm only up 15 or 18% right now. But you hate to take a winning position and turn it into a loser. So I'm looking for just a few more cents on. You know, so I've got an order out there. Even as we sit here talking, you know, I could end up getting filled. In fact, I should probably turn the volume off on my computer so it doesn't yell it out. But anyway, so I'm going to be talking to people today about, you know, in my introductory seminar. Do you have any thoughts? Is it worth people coming to?
Oh, big time. I mean, even if you just go to the seminar, just to hear about the process that you have, even if you don't do a full session of training, it, even that little bit, when I did the first one myself, it made me, one, look at things a little bit differently of, oh, I could actually do this. It's not one of those, well, if I can do it, everybody can do it. No, it really is one of those, when you understand what the process is and how you look at the patterns and understand all the little pieces to it, it's amazing how you can catch on so quickly, and you don't have to be super smart or an intellectual genius to understand the market. You just have to understand patterns, and most everybody that I've ever met can understand patterns fairly quickly.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I'm going to talk about those two patterns, A, at the seminar, but B, in the second segment here today. It is as simple as you say, that there's only two patterns. I do warn people, though, even though it's simple, doesn't mean it's easy.
Right. No, it's definitely not easy. I mean, I've been here for about 3 months learning, and I'm still learning, because it is very, a very complex understanding of the patterns, but it's a very easy recognizable once you understand it.
Right. And that's the fractal nature that you're talking to, because they break down over more, you know, over all time frames. So these patterns of threes and fives that I'm going to introduce people to, you know, they're on the daily chart, but they're on the 15-minute chart. So sometimes people get lost, you know, in how to string them together. So,
right.
You know, that's certainly, and that's the reason that it's a 12-month course, because, I mean, I could just hand you, you know, a workbook and a DVD, say, well, this is what you got to know.
Yep.
But it's nice to kind of see it put together and have the newsletters as refreshers and the refresher courses and all that. So, well, hey, thank you for calling. I'm offering tickets today to my seminar, which you've already been to, so it wouldn't necessarily serve you, but should I put you in the drawing anyway, just so you could give them to somebody?
Absolutely. I'd love to give them to somebody.
Okay, so we'll enter you in the drawing. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Yeah, have a great day.
Have a good day. You too. Bye. All right. So, folks, you can call in, too, at 303-485-2152 and ask, you know, whatever's on your mind about investing. You know, there's these patterns that we keep talking about. We can go into some more detail on that. And maybe you're just curious about what the seminar is going to entail, so we could talk about that a little bit. So, or maybe you've just, you know, over the last couple months of hearing us talk, maybe you've had some questions come up. So Toby was referring to, by the way, he's a great computer repair person. So north of I-70, sure would love it if you consider using my co-host here, Christopher Smith, and his information's on my website, marketnormalforecaster.com. But south of I-70, if you need a good guy, just contact me, and I'll give you Toby's information. So, you know, I bet I know 20 people who have used Toby, and, you know, they all rave about the help that they receive from him. He works like 60 hours, you know. I should have actually asked him about that, because he did that. He made his trade by extrapolating how far the market would drop the next morning and put in a order to purchase. So, anyway, you know, so that even people as busy as Toby, who work 60 hours plus a week, can do this process. So, oh, let's see. So go to marketnumeralforecaster.com. I think you're going to want to hear about this seminar. It's only $99, and it is for two people, and it's also money-back guaranteed. So if you don't think that we gave you value, you just heard Toby say that you're going to learn a lot there. And the reality is, I teach stockbrokers how to do this. So you'll learn more about market forecasting than your average stockbroker knows. So stick around, folks. We've got a lot more good stuff to come.
You run a good business but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Hi, welcome to Lubin Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE certified, and do repairs big and small on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You've heard the testimonials on this show, ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Investing in You. By the way, we do have another winner to announce today, but we'll save that for the fourth segment. If you're burning to know, go to my Facebook page, my business page, Market Numeral Forecaster. So anyway, you just heard from Toby. He's a client who is brand new, only 3 months, with me. He made in his first trade 23% by following these patterns that we're always talking about. And I'll be teaching those to you actually in the upcoming seminar I have this coming Thursday. That's the 29th. So before we talk about those, I'll go over them a little bit with you here, but let's go back historically and just kind of look at what they've predicted. So you heard at the intro, at the beginning of the show, that I predicted the market crash of September 11th in writing in May in my newspaper column. So pretty good call. I predicted 10 years in advance where Japan's economy would be, also in my newspaper column, that the meltdown that we had in Greece, you know, not we, but whatever, the meltdown in Greece, you know, predicted that. I didn't predict the meltdown. I just predicted the market turn that happened in association with it. That one I predicted in writing 7 months in advance within 17 points. So there is patterns here that, you know, have been tested for a very long time. So that's just me over the last 15 years is how long I've been doing it. My mentor's been using this for over 60 years. So, you know, that's it's pretty well tested. You know, he's personally made $1 billion with it. I have years where I even make 400 in 500% in a single year, but you got to know where the turns are and then what to buy. So if you think about it, a universal pattern isn't all that suspicious. We have, you know, all of us listening, there's tens of thousands of people listening. We all have this, you know, very similar heartbeat, and something's wrong if it's not, if yours is very different than everybody else's. So if there's a universal pattern in our heartbeats and we're all different, well, why wouldn't there be a universal pattern throughout markets? You know, that kind of makes sense. So gold bottomed at a very predictable place. Toby talked about that. So here's a guy who fixes computers for a living and nails the bottom of gold on June 26th. And not only did he nail it, he extrapolated out from how far, you know, you applied the rules that we have so you could extrapolate out how far it would move. So, you know, he could have done maybe 50 cents better or so, but, you know, that's nothing in this kind of perspective. So, you know, he handled that better than a lot of pros. And actually, there was an opportunity there. He said he made 23% in the stock that he bought. There was about a 30% opportunity. And really, that's what we're looking for, is just to do exactly what he did. Take that middle piece out. You know, let it turn and confirm, take that middle out, leave the highs and absolute lows to someone else. Who else? We had Kevin call in. Kevin from Lakewood called in last week. And speaking of calling in, if you have a question for us, we're giving away two free tickets, a pair of tickets to my seminar on coming up this Thursday. So call 303-485-2152. So anyway, Kevin called last week. He's an ex-cop, and he ended up, what did he say he made? In 3 days. So same type of thing. Toby was, you know, either at a refresher class or at, you know, reading the newsletter. We dialed in an opportunity. He went and took advantage of it. Kevin said the same thing. He was at a refresher class. We did a kind of an educational piece and then looked at opportunity, and I can't even remember what he bought. I think it was probably the S&P. But anyway, yeah, that was the week that the S&P fell. So we, you know, had the class on Monday, looked for an opportunity. He got in Tuesday. By Thursday, he said he had made over 60%. So the difference between the two is Kevin used options. That's why he made significantly more, almost triple in this case. You know, options move fast for you and against you. However, the risk is limited to how much you put in. So if you put in $500, you know, you can't lose more than 500. So, you know, that's kind of our paradigm. We like to make money the way I said Toby's doing it. So once he's comfortable finding those turns and has, you know, maybe three or more trades under his belt where he feels like, okay, maybe he can use the profit from one of those to go chase a nice opportunity in options, you know, then he should probably do that. So those, you know, still trade carefully, Toby, if you're still listening, because there'll be a learning curve with that. But, you know, frankly, I think your life has changed from now on. You know, because he can, think about that, he can now find the turns for himself. You know, we're going to keep working together for the balance of his contract year. So he's got 9 more months, roughly. But by the end of that, he'll probably be finding the turns for himself, and that's something he can apply forever. And if he's already up 23%, well, he's on track then certainly to make 40% a year. And, you know, at 40% a year, you're doubling your account every 2 years. So that's the Rule 72. If you've never looked at the Rule 72, go look it up, because it's absolutely fascinating. And then remember, Jason called, I forget what show it was, number 9 or something. It's in our archive at market4caster.com. And then it says audio archive on one of the top tabs. So Jason, what did he make? It was over 20%. It was in the 20s. Trading. He's kind of a, what is that thing called? PlayStation. He likes PlayStation. So he was watching Sony because it was a company he has followed for years. So he used a combination of his instincts plus, then the charting method that we use, following those threes and fives, and Abe was able to find the bottom. It turned. He confirmed it. It went up. It did. It dropped a little bit, and then he got in, rode that middle piece, and then got out. So my best trade we talked about in June, using the same thing. Literally, and again, it was identifying. Remember when the Fed announced that they were going to ease off on, suspending the, their printing of money? And, of course, they're not printing it. They just create it digitally now. But anyway, made 195% in 21 hours. So that's the 14th show if you want to go back and listen to that. I had Ralph Young on our very first show. He's one of my star clients. He made over 300% in his very first year. He and I had lunch yesterday, and he said already this year he's up 80%. And with the things we have coming, he'll probably double that. So, there's a lot of opportunity. So it all comes down to identifying these patterns. And I have a tutorial for you on the on my website, Market Numeral Forecaster, and I think it's labeled tutorial now. But anyway, so just let's think of a bull market and picture in your mind a bottom, right? So there's that little valley and it takes off. And so your first move up is wave one, and then it falls back. And very often it will fall back at a prescribed percentage. So that's called a Fibonacci ratio, and we're going to talk about those at the seminar too. But what that does is sets up the next run. And that next run, every single time, is the longest, strongest. That's the third wave. That's the big one. And then what happens is, in people's minds, they get sloppy, or, they've used up maybe the opportunity to some extent, so they have to regroup, and that's a fourth wave. So then it starts pulling back again. So these things happen in threes. That's when I talk about threes and fives, that's what I'm talking about. So a correction happens in threes. So it'll do a fall, another rally, and another fall. And if you look at the Apple chart going back 7 or 8 years, this is super apparent. In fact, go back to like a weekly chart. Just look it up tonight or right now if you can. And go back 8 years. You're going to see a rally up. And in this case, the second wave did the fall, rally, fall. And what that did is set up that huge piece in the middle, three, and then it fell four. And then there's a new spike, and that's five. And you heard Toby and I talking about fractals. So if you then zoom in on that last rally, you'll see the same pattern, but in a smaller scale. So then go to like a daily chart. You'll see a move up, a move down, a big piece in the middle, another fall, and then that last blow off move being five. So the top of the market was actually telegraphed. So that was a good opportunity to take your profit and get out. So, folks, stick around. I think the general manager of our station is going to interview me in the next segment, so that might be interesting for you. Find out who you're talking to or listening to all the time. So we'll have some good stuff in the third and fourth segment. Stick around, please.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and/or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, .com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE certified, and do repairs big and small on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Investing in You. Well, we have a little bit of a treat today. Normally, you don't get to hear from the station manager. The general manager of KRCN is Les Haber, and Les just thought it would be interesting if he ended up interviewing me a little bit, since usually, you know, we just talk about the grand picture, not... you know, not my background and things. So, well, Les, what kind of things were you wondering?
Well, the first thing I was really thinking about, Eric, was how in the heck did you learn how to do this?
Yeah, it's kind of a unique gift, because, in fact, most people have the saying stuck in the in their heads that you can't time the market, which is absolutely absurd. Obviously, you know, I've just proved you a couple times today that, you know, it happens all the time. Toby is a, you know, computer specialist, and not only am I able to do this, but able to teach it. And it's a good question, because my degree is actually in journalism. That's my background. So in some ways, you couldn't have planned my life. So I have this, you know, ability with words. I started in not broadcast, but in print. So I did that for many, many years. Probably had 4 million readers back in like 2001. I got out of school and you can't make a living. You know, I got married right away, and making a living in journalism, pretty tough, right? I mean, I was looking at job postings for like $16,000. How do you feed a family on that? So I ended up taking a sales job in finance, and that was in 1987. So I actually started in finance about, you know, over 25 years ago. And in that process, I had an office. I was raising venture capital, and I had an office in a bank. And, you know, it was a nice office, but down the hall is this billionaire. And I really never should have met him. I don't understand why a billionaire was in my building. You know, like I said, it was okay, but, you know, he could have bought the building. In fact, he owned a big tower in Chicago, you know, on Ohio or something. One, you know, super valuable piece of property. So he and I actually didn't, you know, he kept it under wraps of who he was and what he did. And, you know, eventually as we became friends, I got to learn more about him. And just this, you know, he was a floor trader at the S&P. The S&P is traded not in New York. It's traded in Chicago at the Mercantile Exchange. So right. he had been a floor trader, owned a company, a trading company with like 100 employees. He had people trading unleaded gas and corn and bonds, and he had personally done all that. So he's just a wealth of knowledge. And with my interest in financial things, you know, we were just a natural fit. So at least I spoke his language a little. So, you know, anyway, we became friends, and eventually he said, hey, I got something I want to show you. And the patterns that I just described to people, those threes and fives, he would show, you know, people would interview with him all year, and he would show them that, and they didn't get it. And for some reason I did. And he's like, well, we should. Yeah, in fact, I just took right to it. You know, I actually looked at him offended, like, how is it possible that I might not get this? So anyway, bottom line, you know, here 15 years later, we're still very good friends. When I go to Chicago, I stay with him, and it's kind of a unique relationship. He sleeps like 3 hours a night. You know, talk your ear off. We're up till 2 a.m, sometimes drinking, you know, $1,000 bottles of Bordeaux that he's imported from France. And so anyway, it's been one of the big treats of my life to know him.
That's really interesting. You know, I'll bet you people wonder why you don't just trade for a living instead of training other people.
Sure. No, that's probably one of the most valid questions people could ask. And there's a whole lot of answers to it. You know, first of all, you're right. You know, making 100, I don't think I've made less than 100% any year that I trade. And as I just said in the earlier segment, some years I make 400%+. I've had a couple years where I've made over 400%. So yes, and I've actually done that. I've sat at home watching the monitor all day, and traded, and I made 30% a month. So that puts you on track to, make like 400% a year. So that's trading futures, and you really got to be on the ball to be trading futures, because you can do well. There's a lot of, what's it called? Leverage. So there's a lot of leverage to futures. But the problem is you can get cleaned out so fast. You know, you go to the bathroom and, you know, you come back. And so you just got to be on it. And the funny thing is I'm on the bright side of things, and I never did extraordinarily well in school, just kind of a B student, because it feels like punishment to me to be locked up alone and go study. So it's the same thing. I'm an extrovert. It feeds me to be out with people. So part of that is I need to be out among the living is the way I phrase it. You know, I do a lot of networking lunches just because, you know, I like getting, I'm Italian, people and food, it turns me on. So, you know, what was it? 2 weeks ago we had on a life coach that I've used, and he talked about the other answer, and that's that, and it's not readily available or maybe obvious to people, but I think I care sometimes more about people's financial future than they do. I certainly think about it more. And it's actually, you know, knowing what's coming, you know, I knew about that crash in 01. I knew what, that we had that big crash coming, in 07. And it, the pain that I know that people are going to experience losing a job, and, you know, I had that happen. I had a company closed once, and, you know, to be out there scrambling and not know, you know, well, what am I going to do now? You know, and people that were on track back in 01 and then got set back.
Sure.
And then, hey, we're back in 07 and they're up a little bit. And then they're set back to where they were, you know, like in 1999 or something. So, you know, and the fact is, I started warning people about that we've got another big crash coming. And I started warning people about that on this show, probably at least a month ago, maybe 6 weeks or so. And it just, it's on my heart that it bothers me that people are going to, suffer so much as we take this next drop. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons. But at least those are some of the relevant ones.
Right.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it's interesting because both times, if I would have known you, maybe I would have done things differently because I didn't know it was coming either time.
Right. Here's the thing. It's a good opportunity, A, to lock in money. But what's not obvious to people who aren't maybe professionals or at least around this a lot is your best opportunity is to make money as markets fall.
Right. I've heard that.
Yeah. So that Kevin called in last week. He said he made 63% in 3 days. Well, that was as the market fell, the Dow fell 600 points. Well, the markets fall fast. And really, traders only care about the change in points. If it goes up 600 points, that's okay. If it falls 600 points, that's okay. You just have to be on the right side of it. So
if it's going down, you're buying short?
As a general term, yes. But I don't really have my clients do true shorts because that's unlimited risk. So there's three ways to make money as markets fall. Two of them are safe, and I teach those to people.
Okay. One more question, if I could.
Sure.
And I understand that you used to be the head of a club for geniuses. Can you tell me what the heck that is?
I'm not sure I want to. First of all, questions that involving tact are a problem for me. I'm not sure I was born with any. The second problem is it kind of sets you up for, you know, people like throwing stones if you're on a pedestal. So, but maybe my answer would be, I'll use the Forrest Gump answer. You
sure.
know, smart is as smart does. So at least I have enough intelligence to, you know, understand this. I'm accessible enough. It's a nice balance that where certainly somebody like Toby, who works in electronics all the time, he's a bright guy, but knows nothing about investing. So I have the right balance of intelligence to understand it. And actually, I think that's part of why Doc even talked to me. So, and what people don't understand too is, you know, everybody says, oh, I want to be a genius. Well, no. I used to be in a Bible study with John Kors, so part of the Kors family.
Really?
And everybody, you know, kind of looked at him like, I'd love to be you. And he told us, he says, everybody I meet wants something from me. So, you know, from the outside, things may look good. They might look a certain way. You know, but from, you know, inside there's certain challenges. You know, if your IQ is 150, that's a little bit over genius. That puts you in 1 out of 1,000 people. They call it the 999 Society. There's a club for that, and that's not what I was part of. But try, you know, who's your peer when 1 out of 1,000 people speak your language? So it's actually on the lonely side. So no, it wouldn't be something that I actually want anybody to attribute. Any other thoughts, or should I? Any final thoughts, Les?
No, it's enjoyable. I enjoy listening to you every week, and this is actually the first opportunity I've had a chance to interview you, ask you a couple of questions.
Right.
You're very interesting, and I like you as a person and as a friend.
Well, thank you. Maybe I should close out that last question with what my ex-wife said. She says, sure, you have islands of genius, but it's the oceans of ignorance that concern me. So nobody gets it all. You know, I'm fortunate to have this one way of making a living. Otherwise, I don't know, I'd be painting houses or something. So anyway, folks, we have my favorite segment coming up. Love it if you stick around for that. And we're going to announce the winner of today's contest. So stay around for that, too.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211. Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, one in seven Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes four meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at Food Bank.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Investing in You. And thanks to Les Haber, our general manager, for stepping in and just kind of interviewing me. That's kind of a fun experience. We wanted to, well, actually, I hear our engineer with a question. What are you thinking about, Tom?
Well, actually, I don't have a question. I'd like to present you the award for the best dressed radio host in the network. I have to say that every day that you come in here, you are dressed to the nines.
I think that's just my birthright as an Italian, you know, yeah. Just to dress so nice. And then also it's part of the business, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, not the radio business, but...
Well, I got to say, you look good for radio.
Yeah. Face for... Somebody told me yesterday I had a face for radio, so...
Yeah, they tell me that all the time.
Well, in my case, it's true. So, hey, anyway, thank you. Thank you for jumping in there, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tom's a good guy. We have a lot of fun here. I sure appreciate his contribution. If I had to run the board and talk to you guys, we'd be totally lost. So anyway, thanks to him. And we wanted to introduce the winner to you today. If you didn't know, you can go to our website, 1060thebiz.com, and enter in the top left-hand corner. Mark Fessier did that already, and you, sir, are the winner. You won a $100 gift certificate to a Touch of Class limousine service. So congratulations to you. We'll be contacting you by email, and your certificate's available and ready for you. So in this segment, we like to talk about wisdom, and partly for a lot of reasons. I think if I was going to set Les up with questions, maybe it would have been, what's my fascination with wisdom? My dad started me on this literally when I was in high school. He gave me a copy of Solomon's writings, and I read them every day, I don't know, maybe for a decade. You know, I would just read them over and over and over because there's just so much wisdom in them. And so literally, I've probably read through 150 times the Book of Proverbs, for example. And in there, there's a quote. Solomon said, and Solomon was said to be the wisest man ever. So, you know, I figure there's a good person to learn from. I'm not sure that, as I said, I was probably born without tact, and I'm not sure how much wisdom I have. So I've been kind of on a, I guess I crave it at least. So a 30-year search for it. And he said, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars. And kind of a black and white person, I think, well, maybe there are actually seven basic principles. And And I believe I found them. So just over the last couple of weeks, we've been quoting. Last week, we quoted Buddha. We quoted Einstein. We quoted Schopenhauer, Aristotle. So anyway, thought we'd be equal opportunities here and go to a Catholic priest. Father Sertolanges wrote a book called The Intellectual Life, and it's kind of an interesting book for those of you out there who kind of have an intellectual gift. You know, he makes the case that there's a responsibility to use that gift instead of just actually, so think about this. So I mentioned in the last segment that my mentor Doc owned a very expensive piece of property in Chicago. And then when he sold it, you know, people said, well, this is what the building is worth, so you know, here's what we'll offer you. And his answer was, no, the property is worth the highest use. So, you know, this building could get torn down and a hotel or a skyscraper could get put up. So anyway, he ended up with a very nice chunk of change on it because of that principle. So, you know, each of us has, I think, probably a purpose that we're here for. To some extent, I think this is mine, is to help people, kind of live through, survive this next crash. It's going to be a doozy. So, you know, and that's, if you ever feel like I'm being too strong recommending people learn how to, you know, predict these things or go to my website and look at the tutorial on how to, you know, figure out the turns for yourself, it's because I want to see people avoid the pain of the next drop. So anyway, getting back to Father Sertolanges, in his book, The Intellectual Life, he wrote, "The good is brother to the true," and that is reminiscent of the first pillar. The first pillar is awesome respect for the truth. So, you know, if you're doing good, well, you're probably living out something true. If you're living out something true, you're probably doing some good. The next pillar is be humble enough to listen. Listen to good advice. So really, it's the real pillar is listen to good advice, but that seems to take humility. And I've been reading Andrew Murray. Hopefully, Andrew Murray wrote a book on humility, and I think he's been dead 100 years now. So isn't it funny how we attribute knowledge and wisdom to people who have been dead, you know, for 100 years? But anyway, he said, the person me, so me is a most exacting person. You know, so living with the specter of how awesome you are, you know, is really kind of a dead end. You know, just it's too much to serve yourself. It's better to serve, well, I would say truth. It's better to serve something that's good and true. So, you know, and that's why that first pillar is awesome respect for what's true. And Sertolanges said, the listener brings you a soul to heal or enlighten. So, you know, I don't know. I'm very cautious to give advice outside of, you know, do you ever hear me talk about political things? You'll hear actors say it all the time, you know, just because they're famous and they feel like they can give you political advice. You know, I have some pretty strong opinions. And most of them, you know, occasionally I'll talk about them, but they're always related to financial things, like this $17 trillion hole that we've dug, big problem. But financial things is kind of my expertise, so, you know, I try to stay within that. But, you know, and I guess maybe I resonate with Sertolanges' quote there, the listener brings you a soul to heal or listen. I try to be an encourager. T.S. Eliot put it this way, humility, so we're talking about really the enough humility to listen to advice. Eliot said, humility is the most difficult of all virtues to achieve. Nothing dies harder than a desire to think well of oneself. Kind of wish Chris was here. He's a psychologist. I'd be interested to hear his feedback, because that doesn't sound so bad to think well of oneself. I think the problem comes in thinking too well. And maybe that's where people lose perspective. You know, think of children, for example. You know, they're innately valuable, they're loved, and they think too well of themselves in that they don't listen to their parents, who are not only exponentially brighter, but have already experienced pretty much everything that they're experiencing right now. So maybe a different set of circumstances, but, you know. So humility is something that comes hard to people. And one of the questions I ask all the time is, you know, I'm trying to think through for myself metaphorically how do we cure blindness? And I think humility is part of it. You know, time is maybe part of the answer, but humility is part of it too. So then the next pillar is knowledge. You have to build up knowledge. So certainly that applies to investing. It applies to financial things. And it's a reason to come to the seminar on Thursday the 29th. That's 7 p.m., by the way. And by the way, you have to do prepay. So please go to the seminar tab because, you know, people always say seats are limited. I think half of them are spoken for. There's like maybe six left. So, especially with, by the way, nobody's called. Toby, I think you're going to be our default winner. So if you did want to sneak in here at the end, 303-485-2152. But Father Sertolangi's talked about knowledge, again, in the intellectual life. He said, what produces knowledge is not the system of signs put before us. It is the work of our own reason on those signs. And that leads to understanding. And he said, great discoveries are but a reflection of facts common to all. People have passed that way myriads of times and seen nothing. And one day, the man of genius noticed the links between what we do not know and what is every minute before our eyes. And I think that's what Toby talked about in the first segment is, this has been before us all the time, these patterns, and then once it's pointed out, it's like, oh my gosh, I see them everywhere now. So folks, I'd recommend you go to market4caster.com, look at the tutorial, you'll get a taste of what these patterns are, and then also you're going to want to sign up at the seminar tab. So it really is a good opportunity. I have a money-back guarantee that if you don't feel like you got value out of it, then you know, we'll just hand you back your payment. So love being with you here and look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.